evening, everyone. This is Gordon W2TTT. Are there any stations with emergency or priority traffic? Please call K2BAR. Okay, very good. Thank you very much, everyone. Well, again, this is Gordon W2TTT, and this is the Bergen Amateur Radio Association Technical Net. That meets weekly on a frequency 146, 835 megahertz. The 2-meter repeater of the Venture Crew 7373 Amateur Radio Club, located in Pearl River, New York, just across the border from County. The net is really about having a conversation about amateur radio, electronics, computing, telecommunications, natural arts and sciences that underlie our hobby, and of course what we do with it, what we aspire to do, things we've done before, and things of course we never want to do again. As I say, they're both entertaining. The other component of this is that you can post for sale swapper wanted items on the net, and we hope that you do, actually. So, with no further ado, let's talk about how we check into the net. We check into the net with any and all of those things. For sale swapper, or from you, a question, a comment, for sale swapper wanted, and of course, some combination of those things are none of the above. We do that because if you are not sure what you want to talk about, but you give us the courtesy of letting us know you're there, then we can tailor the conversation more appropriately to your needs. Simply can't do that if we don't know you're there, so we hope that you'll let us know of your presence if you're lurking. Sandbagging is not appreciated, although it seems to be a common occurrence. So, even if you're checking in late, feel free to jump on in. So, with no further ado, let's start this. There is no PL on the repeater, by the way, tonight, and there probably won't be for the foreseeable future, by the way. It's 151.4, should it be necessary. The offset is minus 600. So, stations whose call signs begin with the letter Alpha, you go first tonight. Call K2BAR. Stations whose call signs begin with letter November. Alright, how about the ever adorable Kilos?
K2BAR?
NJ2BS, repeat.
K2BAR? K2JW.
Good evening, Gordon. None of the above.
Good evening, Kai. Very nice to hear you. Any other Kilos? Alright, how about Whiskeys?
Whiskey Alpha 2, India Sierra Echo, name here is Bob, and I'll comment.
Very good, Bob. Thank you very much. Welcome aboard. Any other Whiskeys?
W2JEK, Don with a comment.
Good evening, Don. I got your comment noted. Any other Whiskeys?
Good evening, Gordon. This is Jim, WA2UNP in Pearl River, also with a comment.
We are commented bounties. Alrighty, any other Whiskeys? Okay, any station, any call sign? Well, let's get right to it. W2JEK, K2BAR.
K2BAR in the net, W2JEK. Just want to announce that Barra will be running its next VE test session on Friday, June the 16th at 7 p.m. This will be at the Township of Washington's Borough Hall Senior Center on 350 Hudson Avenue, the Township of Washington. Again, it'll be at 7 o'clock. If I have any questions, I'll take them now. I won't bore you everybody with the spiel that I usually have, but if anybody does have a question, please ask. WEK, back to net control.
Okay. Anybody have anything for Don? All right. Don, anything you'd like to add?
We had a good test session at the Hamfest this past Saturday. Had 10 applicants. Came out with 2 techs, 1 journal, and 3 extras.
Well, that's pretty good. That's darn good. So I can't complain. It looked like you were very, very busy when I slid by the room.
Oh, yeah. I kept busy. A couple other things going on there, too. We had one from Poland who wasn't sure. He wanted to get some kind of CEPT reciprocal license. So he wasn't sure just what his license would be equivalent to over here. So I had him call the ARL for that information. Back to net.
Okay. Very good. You actually don't know what the SEP license does for you over here. And at one point I did know. But such is life. Alrighty. It'll be a good topic for next time. Reciprocity. Starting with SEPT, and then there's a couple other conventions as well that work. Alrighty. Thank you, Don. And let's see. Bob, WA2ISC, your ball, K2BAR.
K2BAR, WA2ISC. And I guess as part of your feature of things we've done and don't want to do again, I tried building a basically 12-volt UPS to keep the one of my router servers alive when the power goes out, and I picked up some rechargeable batteries and chargers and whatnot, but either the quality was bad or I did something wrong, and pretty much it didn't work out. The batteries got all hot and went bad, and so much for that. I ended up ordering what I wanted off a place on the internet. Over.
Oh dear. So you had some unfortunate event. The batteries got hot. Did they catastrophically fail?
No. I intercepted it before it got that bad, but I suppose it probably could have gotten worse had I not checked on them every so often.
Yeah, I have a little 12 ampere hour or 12 volt seal lead acid, and for grins today, I knew it needed some charge, so it wasn't fully down, but maybe, 3 or 4 ampere hours down, so... based on my measurements, I discharged it maybe a little less than that, but in any case, I have a 30-watt solar panel, and I just chucked it across the solar panel, and no charge controller whatsoever, but I did monitor the voltage and the current. When it started to get around 15 volts, and the current rating at that point was about 300 mils, I said, okay, I think we're done now. And I took it off, but recharged the battery via sunlight today. It was kind of fun. As it happens, I do have a charge controller, but I just didn't feel like climbing the 2 stairs and wiring the harness for it with power poles. I got a little lazy, so I figured I'd manually monitor it. So the good news is I didn't get called away and forget about it. So I think everybody's got that kind of stuff on their mind right now. I have a 30 that's... on the ground, and I have a 50 that's up in the air, and I have 2 220 watt panels, but those are high voltage panels. Those are like, they go up to 40 odd volts. They're like household type 1-3s AC stuff, so I have a different charge controller on that, and that's on my trailer. But the 50 watt one is on a pole in my deck, and works pretty well, actually. I should probably get the charge controller for that squared away and put it on a battery in my backyard for my backyard ham shack purposes. And I got some small ones, too, some 15 watters, little notebook-sized ones. They're meant to keep a car battery charged, but it's in storage. So back to you, Bob, WHISC K2BAR.
Okay, Gordon, K2BAR, WA2ISC, pretty much, some of the batteries just went shorted on me, and then basically I just ended up throwing them out, so basically, to not do again. Picked this stuff up at the Hamfest. I also picked up a whole bunch of other stuff, mostly parts and whatnot, which did turn out well. So, the Hamfest was a positive. Over.
That's great. So what kind of batteries and chargers did you end up buying that you ended up throwing out? What did you end up replacing it all with?
Brand name was Clairvoyant, which I guess probably somebody in China had manufactured. It was a 3.7-volt lithium-ion battery. And the chargers, though it physically fit together, I'm not sure if they were really appropriate for the batteries. I suspect not. I'd have to go look, but I don't remember what the brand name on was or what they're really supposed to charge. So I ended up getting something off of Evil Bay that's basically a UPS, 12-volt UPS designed to keep routers running. Over.
Is it one of those little mini tower things, or is it a rack mounted jobby?
Oh, it's a little plastic box mini things.
I see. Okay, very good. How many amps will it deliver instantaneously, and how many ampere hours is it rated for?
Well, it claims 2 amps, and it's supposed to last about 8 to 10 hours. Over.
Okay. And what kind of cells?
Actually, I gotta go look. I don't remember what kind of cells it uses. It looked like oversized AA batteries, though.
You might want to test that. Okay, good. Let's go. Get you past at least the bumps in the road on the router network. That's good. Good for you. Alrighty. Anything else, Bob?
I think that's pretty much it. Mainly the other stuff I got was just lots of little parts and whatnot.
Very good. Anybody have any questions for Bob? Okay. Very good, Bob. Thank you very much. All right. Mr. James, I don't know what your comments are about, but if you let us know what's on the weekend menu and into next week, that'd be great. As well as whatever else is on your mind. WATMP, K2BAR.
K2BAR, WA2UNP. Yeah, good evening, Gordon. Just following up from last week's discussion, if you remember, I was looking for a tool that could be used to take a snapshot of a very long web page. The application I had in mind, it would take pictures of the open spot windows. One of them is very long in particular, and you couldn't shrink it down and take a single to take it in one single shot. I did find a good tool. Let me let it drop a second. The name of the tool is by a company called Fast Stone, and the name of it is Fast Stone Capture. And it has one of their buttons. If you click on that button and then click on a web page, it will automatically scroll down the entire thing to the very end or until you hit escape and takes a snapshot. Has another of a number of other handy dandy features. It costs $19.95. They do have an older free version. I bought the newer version for $19.95. I'm not sure how good or bad or complete the freeware is, but the 1995 version did exactly what I wanted it to do, and with that I was able to take, there's four major tabs in OpenSpot. I was able to take pictures of all four, put them in a Word file, and store them. Let me let it drop another second. So I have one Word file that has it if you want to do conversion from C4FM to DRM, another file, DRM to C4FM, another one's just for C4FM, and so on. So I've got all my settings. They're a bit complex, or can be, on the open spot. I've got them all saved now, in case I lose them or accidentally do a factory reset. Got everything stored, and many people have asked me for copies of my settings when they're trying to do something, especially like protocol translation. I can now easily email them a file. So that minor problem was solved with Faststone capture. Let me let it drop a second. The net's coming along nicely. As you know, it meets Tuesday nights at 9 o'clock. We link the 442.9 C4FM repeater with New York State DMR, and we get folks both from that are interested in C4FM and DMR. And with that, we're able to get several people usually get on, and enough so that we can run the net. There's not quite enough interest in just C4FM locally without the linking. So this kind of brings up the headcount to a number where we can have a decent net. So far so good. And this weekend, we're, as usual, we're going to link in the Minnesota talk group, or the Minnesota room, as they call it. Saturday night, that will be on Friday through Saturday, and late Saturday we'll link in the America link to get the WiresX. The WiresX net, and again, Monday night is the Minnesota Tech net. We're going to link that in. So things going along pretty good. Back to net control. This is WA2UMP.
Well, that's pretty fascinating. You got a lot going. Anybody have any questions for Jim regarding his adventures? Alrighty. I'm just curious, I saw my CS800, I need to put a functional code plug in that sucker, so I have something more than what I did for the marathon in it.
Well, I would set it up so that you start with two repeaters, the one in Orangeburg, N2 JTI, and K2 Mac. Just start with those two and have the major talk groups like Tri-State, like New Jersey State, New York State, Northeast, Tech 310, Tech 311, and I think TAC 3 is available also on the local repeaters. Start with those. You can also put in worldwide, and that's really all you need: those two repeaters and the local analogs, and you'll be in business. Back to you, Gordon. And I could help you with that sometime if you need be. And it's not quite as encrypted as it looks if you just jump in and do it. I'd be happy to help you with it sometime.
Yeah, you know what I'll do? I'll bring my laptop and my programming cable and battery supply and my radio on Sunday to the bear meeting if you're going to be around. If you're not, then maybe kidnet on Tuesday if that helps. Unless you want to do it over the air. I don't know if that's feasible. But whatever, to quote Lawrence Welk, a one and a two, and figure out how to program, you know, these DMR radios. Might as well use the Kinect systems as the base, either the mobiles or the portables. In my case, I have a mobile, but I think it would just be a lot more sensible to do that. Because clearly, I mean, I tried to enter some analog stuff. It saved it, but it doesn't run. It's really frustrating. So anyway, film at 11, as they say.
NJ2BS, repeat.
Okay, it's about 2 hours work. This weekend I'm kind of tied up. I've got some deliverables at work. Tuesday night is, of course, the net. Weekdays aren't wonderful to do this for me. I don't know what your Sundays are like, usually like a little later in the afternoon, some Sunday, I've got a time slot available. That might be the... As you write it, you have to test it. You put one talk group in, you test it. Put another talk group in, you test it. And so on and so on. If you've got 2 hours one Sunday, we could get together and do it. We could figure it out from there.
Okay, I'll keep that in mind. This weekend might not be good for you. Understood. And that's fine. We have the Barra meeting in the evening. And I'm sure there'll be plenty of household things to do in the afternoon. Anyway, that's great. That's super. I think we need more mentorship on that one. On another note, I've got my own comments. I'll hold off on that. So anybody else have any questions? All right, so back to you, Jim. Anything else?
Nope, that's about sums it up. Any other Sunday would work out a little later in the day, but let me know what works out for you. And again, usually 2 hours to do all that stuff, and after that 2 hour boot camp course, you'll be an expert.
Yeah, like anything else, it's muscle memory, right? Alrighty, very, very good. Before I make my comments, I got some comments about flex radios, transverters, and the upcoming VHF contest at Field Day. So before I get on to that, anybody wanting to check into that or wanting to comment? Alrighty, very, very good. So just a reminder that tomorrow's Fairlawn's business meeting at 7:30, and the subject is, surprisingly, Field Day. Sunday is Barra's monthly meeting, and the program will be around Field Day and VHF contest, and that should be fun. VHF contest is a week from Saturday, from 2 p.m. Saturday to 11 p.m. Sunday. That's a week from now. And then 2 weeks after that is Field Day. And Barra will be setting up in, it's the Cresco Nature Center, if I recall. And close to Nature Center, I'm trying to remember now. Go to barra.com and barra.org, pardon me, barra.org, and check it out. And then we'll be fine. But let me drop it. Just FYI, what I've decided to do is I've taken my old transverters off the shelf. I have a 2 meter transverter, I have a 222 transverter. They have 28 and 30 megahertz IFs, respectively. And I'm going to drive those with flex radios, the little 1500s. I've got a couple of them. And I'll get the out-of-band transmit capability for the to drive the 30 megahertz one. You might ask, why do I drive it at 30 megahertz? Well, when we lost 220, I didn't change the crystal. I just moved the IF and retuned everything. And that was 20 years ago or more. So just to show you how long ago I've had these transverters. And then, of course, that also allows me to operate 222 without interfering with 144, which is kind of cool. I do have that problem on 432 where the IFs tend to trip on each other a little bit because I have 28.1 for 432.1, and I have 28.2 for 144.2. Sometimes they can bleed through on the IF side, so it's good not to have that. But for UHF contests, it was kind of handy to be able to transmit 222 and 432 at the same time, no matter what. And my 903 and 1296 transverters are, they use a 144 IF, and I don't have an easy way of doing that at this point, but I'm going to be working on that as well. So We'll see. Worst case is I'll take some low power drive coming out of my 2 meter transverter and use it to drive those. And we'll see what happens, because I do have external ports for that purpose. So what's nice about the flex radio, drop it. Flex radio is I can actually, with fairly decent accuracy, from the software control panel, tell it what level of output I want. And that's kind of neat. So if you're, as long as you're operating at full voltage, you can transmit at a known level within a couple of dB. It's not too bad. So we're looking forward to that. I'm going to be playing with that after that. Anybody else have any adventures?
Quick question, WA2UMP?
Yes, sir.
Okay, I know the transverter is just a frequency multiplier, but how exactly do you know what frequency you're on? Is there a device that you have that displays the actual frequency, or do you take out your calculator and figure it out from there? Go ahead.
Okay, so it doesn't multiply, it converts. So what it does is, it's a fixed offset. So if I'm operating 28 megahertz on my radio, and I want to use a 2 meter transverter, there's 116 megahertz between the two. So the transverter injects 116 megahertz, it sums it with 28 and puts out 144. Similarly, what comes in at 144 gets subtracted from 116 to yield 28 on the receive side. And that's how that's done. And through the magic of software, when I look at this, I've started the dial saying 28.2 for 144.2. I can actually train the software and the radio to essentially display the 144 frequency. What's nice about that is that also if the 116 oscillator is off a little bit, you can compensate for it as well and get it dead nuts on.
Okay, I get it. It's an IF, and the software, not in the transverter, but in your transceiver, has the hooks in it that allow you to display what you're actually transmitting on, despite the fact that it's putting a different frequency into the transverter. I think I get it. Back to you, Gordon.
NJ2BS, repeat.
That's right, Jim. That's exactly right. And pretty nifty, neato, whatever you want to call it. My one task before I get too busy is to dig up an old phono cable and cut it in half to use as a power cable, because the power input on these is a shielded cable with a phono connector. But in point of fact, you don't need to shield it if you don't want to. It's not a big deal. But the input is a phono connector. Stick around for those things as well. So, anybody else? Okay, well, it's not a very instructive site, but it's certainly interesting. Go look at downeastmicrowave.com, and you'll get an idea of what I'm talking about. Of course, the versions of the hardware that they sell now are much nicer than the ones I bought 20 years ago, but they bought today, the ones I bought 20 years ago are really fine, actually. They just updated the design, not so much for performance reasons, but for reasons of manufacturing and keeping the performance. So anyway, last but not least, anybody else? KTBR. Alrighty, well, thanks everyone for joining us tonight. and look forward to seeing you tomorrow night or Sunday night, and possibly at kid night next Tuesday. 73, this is KTBAR W2 TTT, off and clear, saying 7399.
NJ2BS, repeat. This is the NJ2BS repeater. Use PL151.4. NJ2BS repeat. This is the NJ2BS repeater. Use PL151.4. This is the NJ2BS repeater. Use PL151.4. This is the NJ2BS repeater. Use PL151.4. NJ2BS, repeat. This is the NJ2BS repeater. Use PL151.4. NJ2BS, repeat. This is the NJ2BS repeater. Use PL151.4. This is the NJ2BS repeater. Use PL151.4. NJ2BS, repeat. This is the NJ2BS repeater. Use PL151.4. This is the NJ2BS repeater. Use PL151.4. This is the NJ2BS repeater. Use PL151.4. NJ2BS repeat. This is the NJ2BS repeater. Use PL151.4. This is the NJ2BS repeater. Use PL151.4. This is the NJ2BS repeater. Use PL151.4. NJ2BS repeat. This is the NJ2BS repeater. Use PL151.4.
KD2CRB monitoring.
This is the NJ2BS repeater. Use PL151.4. This is the NJ2BS repeater. Use PL151.4. This is the NJ2BS Repeater, use TL-151.4. NJ2BS, repeat. This is the NJ2BS repeater. Use TL-151.4. This is the NJ2BS repeater. Use TL-151.4. NJ2BS, repeat. NJ2BS, repeat.
WE2UMP, listening.
NJ2BS, repeat. This is the NJ2BS repeater. Use TL-151.4. NJ2BS repeat. This is the NJ2BS repeater. Use TL-151.4.